Look, it's not that I didn't like it. I promise. It's a really beautiful gesture and exactly my taste. It's just that, well, it's your birthday. And, okay, to be fair, it's not the first time you've done this. You know, making me lose my momentum when I've anticipated an occasion to spoil the fuck out of you. Yes, it's sweet. It's considerate and hardly selfish. I mean, it's completely the opposite of selfish. That gets to me, sir. It makes me wonder too much about what you want from me. Okay, yeah, but don't you already have all the answers to that? Look back at the past few months with me. You're intense. You're demanding. And never once do you let me talk back to you when we have fun. And not only that, you're nurturing. You're observant. And acutely aware of every feasible overstimulation you can give me. And you always check on me to make sure I'm safe with what you're doing. Essentially, you're all I could ever ask for. The perfect Dom. You even know what makes me embarrassed, what shocks me, what horrifies me at first glance, but also gets me so fucking wet when I realize that I have no choice. And you make me do it all for myself. Can you really not think of a reason why that would get to me? Isn't there something missing here? No. That couldn't be further from the truth, sir. In fact, you just did it again, and you didn't even realize it. You're thinking about me. About what I need. You're never selfish. Not once. Don't you want to be? I hear you, sir. It's just that, with all due respect, I think you have a lot to unlearn. Selfishness is what we're told to avoid since childhood. Because if we all acted on impulse, society would collapse, and nothing would ever work. We're taught to put things we crave aside, to hold our reward systems hostage so that the class can continue, or so that the other train passengers won't find a seat covered in the dirt from our shoes. Where do you suppose all that energy goes? Exactly. Are you starting to see my point? Look at yourself. You're so bottled up from considerations about the rest of the world that it doesn't even dawn on you that you need to take care of yourself. I'm sorry. I'm not mad at you. I'm just upset because it fucking hurts me when I think I can finally turn you into an inconsiderate prick. And it turns out, it's all a fake disguise you put on to shut yourself in another cage. I worry when I notice you being so by the book that you forget who you are. Don't you get that? Sir, I'm still here. I'm sorry for sounding so harsh, and I know it's not my place to tell you what to do. But I think I need to. Not for me. But for you. For me. I started to hate that phrase. Babe, I need you to be honest. Let's say you had no conception of taking my needs into account. What would you want then? And please don't say for me to be happy or some shit like that. Just be a selfish asshole for once in your life. thank you. And only to make yourself feel good, right? No great plans or ideas about how my discomfort or pain could make me scream. And not a single thought about reciprocating. Just me, gagging like a whore when you throat fuck me. Because it's what you want. And you don't give two shits about me, okay? It's your fucking birthday. You deserve it, sir. I know my safe gestures, and you need to trust me to use them if I need to. And trust yourself to let the fuck go. I mean it. Use me. Abuse me. And fucking torture me if you feel like it. I'm right here. And I think I'm done talking. So shut me the fuck up now and... Ow! Yeah, just like that. Fucking control me and do whatever the hell you... Yeah. Slap me, abuse me. Just promise that you only do it to make yourself... That's right. Teach me a fucking lesson for being a... Yeah, put me on my knees, sir. It's about time after all that I... I'm your fucking whore. I'm nothing but a punching bag for you to take out your frustration on when you... Oh, yank my hair and fucking spit on my face. Just swear to me that it's not because I want it. Make me drool from choking on your cock because it's your fucking God-given... Don't think about me, okay? Don't think about taming me, or pleasing me, or punishing me. Just think about your cock, and how good it feels to fucking destroy my throat. Think about how it feels for you to make me gush out spit all over my tits and ruin the stress. Be as rough as you fucking want. Use my face like a fleshlight. And fucking... Yes, slap me as much as you want to. Do every fucking thing that this world says you shouldn't. Don't give me a break, sir. Fleshlights don't take breaks, do they? Smear my spit all over my face. Make me look like a cheap fucking whore for you.
don't show me mercy, sir. Just be a fucking abusive asshole and rape my throat. My throat is your rape hole, sir. My tears are just there to make you feel good because you have the power to fucking ruin me. Do I look like a pretty abuse victim, sir? Come on, slap me more. I know you... I know you want to... No, I can take it. I can take more. I just want to make you feel good. I don't fucking care about me. And you shouldn't either... I just want you to destroy every ounce of empathy you have in your body and not give a fuck about what I want. No, please. I'm not going to fucking stop until you make yourself come with my throat. No, don't make me feel good. Make me fucking suffer. Put your goddamn throat slit to use. And don't think I deserve consideration or attention or... No, that's it. That's what you're thinking about when you pinch my nipples and slap my clit until I fucking scream. That's it. This is what you want, isn't it? To be a cruel, fucking obnoxious piece of shit without a second thought about my comfort or my safety or my consent. Fucking come wherever you fucking want. I fucking told you, didn't I? You needed to lose it. You need to be fucking selfish. Because otherwise, what's even the point of all this? Are you beginning to learn that? Good. I'm not some submissive princess for you to just cater for. I'm your submissive. Your fucking cum whore. your rape slut, your human fleshlight, and I want to give you this whenever you feel like taking it from me. Do you have an understanding, sir? That actually convinced me. Good. I won't top from the bottom again, sir. Not ever. Just don't forget this, okay? I think I can calm down again now. Sir? Would it be okay if I made one final suggestion to make you remember? Well, actually, I was thinking, how about I don't go to the bathroom to wash up? How about I stay inside the rest of the day instead, with my dress ruined with spit and my face all smeared and red from your abuse? Yeah, just as long as I would look like a pretty victim for you. That's all I care about right now. Would you want that? I'm glad you're finally looking after your needs. I'll go make dinner for us. And you'll remember that you can rape my throat anytime, okay? You finally look satisfied. Happy birthday, sir.